called Shake It by Moses Jones, everyone. Welcome to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, your host with the most this evening. Hello, Moses, are you with me this evening?
Hey, how you doing?
And happy birthday to you. Are you enjoying your day?
Oh, yeah, all about work.
So tell us, audience out there, a little bit about yourself, your city and state where you grew up, and how did you get started in the music industry?
Well, right now I proceed in Denver, Colorado. I'm originally from Defiance, Ohio. And I started off playing music at 5 years old. You know, my dad was a musician, so decided that I wanted to play it. And so I started playing everything that he didn't play and liked it. So continued it up with my career, and I've been playing ever since. I have my own bands. I have 7 different bands that I work with, you know, cover bands as well as my original group and jazz group. So,
wow.
Always trying to do, a lot, trying to make it happen, you know.
So how long have you been in the music industry performing? How many years?
Let's say 20 years.
Wow.
It's just a little bit of time, you know, not a whole lot.
Yeah. So what other music artists that you collaborated with?
You know, I've actually worked with, as far as on my original CDs, I worked with a lot of major Colorado talent, such as like the first album was James Torres, Tony Black, Larry Henley, Ron Wright, Gary Moore, who's in town today, so we're going to be getting together trying to get some more stuff on the new CD. Lionel Young, Laura Newman. These are guys that's been around the country and done major things. So got a lot of those guys, but this new CD, we have Mr. Daryl Woolfolk. You know, he's currently Gladys Knight's drummer. He's been with her for about 11 years. So he's going to be on the whole CD, as well as Dot Serrell's bassist, Brian Gordon. So... Tony Exum Jr. on saxophone. You guys will probably hear of him. He's touring around making a big name for himself. Grammy nominee saxophonist Tony Exum Jr.
All right. So this new song, Legendary, off the new album. What's the name of the new album?
So the new album is actually going to be a self-titled album. It's going to be titled Little Moses Jones.
Right.
I find, you know, I've been, even though Little Moses Jones has been my name, is my birth name, believe it or not, I've been still trying to go by Moses Jones my whole life. So it's taken a lot for me to actually use my real name, and it was only because of the government that I went back to using my name.
Right.
Someone steals your wallet. And you got to use your birth certificate. That's the name that they use to get a new ID.
That's crazy.
So,
well, I'm getting ready.
You know what? Sorry.
Go ahead.
So I just decided, hey, why not go with it? You know, why fight it? Just make it happen. Everybody seems to like the name. So it's the real name, and we're just trying to get used to it.
Wow. I didn't even think that was your real name, Little Moses Jones. I thought it was something that you made up, but that's different.
It's actually my birth name. My daddy said, Big Moses died trying to cross the promised land, so I'm Little Moses.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and spin the new cut. It's called Legendary. Is there a story behind this song, the song title?
Actually, there is. I had a bass player that was in my band when we first started trying to work on a CD. I think it was about 2011. And he came over every day, and he always wanted to let's work on his stuff. Well, he decided one day, he comes over, he's like, man, I want to go to California and be a beach bum. I'm like, what's wrong with you? You start scratching your head like, what the hell's going on with you? He's like, I've always wanted to do it, you know, because he's from Canada. So he goes out there, and, you know, he leaves the band and stuff. And literally 6 months later, he calls me the day of. He's like, hey, man, I'm coming back to Colorado. I'll be back tonight. Let's get together tomorrow, and let's start working on more of the songs and stuff. So I'm like, wow, this is cool. You know, I didn't think he was ever going to call me back. So, I'm getting ready to get together with him the next day. Well, his friend calls me the next day and says, I guess he got back to Colorado Springs where he lived at, and he died in the sleep of an aneurysm. He was 25 years old.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So
sorry to hear that.
He said what?
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, and, things happen. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the reason why we wrote Legendary, and this is me and Gary Moore, is because it talks about what did you do today? How will people remember you? What kind of effect did you leave on the world? You know, these are the kind of things that talk about him. So we want people instead of being like, being not remembered or no one remembers him, what kind of mark are you going to leave on the world? Are they going to remember you? Or are you going to make them remember you? What good things, bad things, how are you legendary?
Right. Wow. Okay. That's something. Wow. Okay.
That's
well,
why
I'm getting ready.
Legendary and stuff.
All right. Well, everyone, stay tuned. This is Legendary. And Little Moses, you stay in your seat. We'll be all right back.
Everything good on your end?
Everybody wants to be great someday. Tell me, what did you do to be great today? What if you didn't make it to see tomorrow? Would you have a legacy of simply
Moses Jones, everyone. So if anyone wants to call on the show, please call the hotline at 657-383-0771 and speak to my guest, Little Moses Jones. All right, Little Moses, I love that legendary hit. I love it. So why don't you go ahead and give our audience out there your website information and where they can see to purchase your new CD, your new album.
So you can go on over there to littlemosesjones.com. That's our website. You can find everything from apparel to CDs to events and everything you need to know. If you want to go buy our CD from CD Baby, go on over to cdbaby.com/legendary4. Twitter, we're on Moses Jones album. So we got it all covered for you. If you look up Little Moses Jones or Moses Jones Band online, I'm telling you, you're going to find everything you need to know.
Now, are you located on any social sites like Instagram or Facebook?
I think I'm not. Yes, I'm just messing around. No, I'm on Instagram at Moses Jones Official, Facebook Little Moses Jones, Twitter Moses Jones Album, Tumblr Moses Jones Official.
Okay.
Oh wait, stop.
Okay.
But we got Facebook, the main ones. Pretty much anything with Moses Jones, Little Moses Jones, you're gonna be able to find it.
All right.
Yeah, we appreciate everyone who goes over there and checks us out. Hopefully get a copy of your CD or one of the songs that you might like. Let us know what you think.
All right. You hear that, fans out there? Now, let's recall any performance that you recently performed in what city and state, please. And if you do have any upcoming performances, can you give us the date? Go ahead, Little Moses.
So, yeah, we just got done doing a show on the 18th at the Frontier Club over here in Aurora, Colorado. It was a good time, and you guys need to check that place out, the Frontier Club. But this coming Saturday, we have Baker Street Pub DTC. We'll be over here in the Denver Tech Center in Colorado. So if you want to head on up, it's 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., no cover.
Wow, no cover. You hear that, guys? No cover.
It's free. All free. You
wow.
can meet me, too.
Are you coming anywhere near Ohio anytime soon this year?
I'm trying.
Indiana?
You know, I got to get out there. I'm trying to get out there because I'm trying to visit family, and then also we're working on some venues. So hopefully I can. Even if I just go out there by myself, if I can get on over there, I'll stop in the studio if you want to have me.
All right. I want to have you. So we're going to spend some more of your music here. I want to play my favorite here, Westchester Lady. Now, can you give me a little bit of a brief story on this performance?
So, yeah, Westchester Lady, you know, of course, is a cover of Bob James. But we were doing a show at the Mile High Stadium, which is right here in Denver, Colorado, the Bronco Stadium. And we were doing a show for the 2017 Impact Awards. I had Mr. Tony Esposito on sax, Olivia Ribellato on piano, Larry Henley on bass, and me, myself, Moses, Will Moses on drums. And just tore it up. So that's a cover that we do, but I'm telling you, I think you guys are going to like it.
All right. This is Westchester Lady by Little Moses Jones and his band. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back. Thank you. All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. So let's jazz it up, blogtalkradio.com. I am your host for this evening. I am Lady Diva. You are more than welcome to call the hotline free at 657-383-0771. My guest this evening is Little Moses Jones. All right. Mr. Jones, you got it going on. That was Westchester Lady. I love that.
I appreciate that. You know, I'll get a whole thing made up and send you over an autographed copy.
All right. Well, let's continue. What is it, your ultimate desire you want people to get out of your music?
You know, I'm trying to bring back real music. You know, you got this stuff out here, I'm sorry to say, that ain't real music nowadays. And we want to bring back real instruments. I want people to feel emotion, you know, feel sadness, feel love, you know, feel hurt. I want them to feel all of the emotions with the music. You know, that's what music's supposed to be for. Instead of just throwing some stuff together that sounds, oh, okay, this sounds okay. Let's put that out. There should be
meaning
to all the songs that you write. There should be feeling to it. I was just discussing that with another guy that's on the road, you know, who's toured with BB and Jethro Tull and all them. And he said, that's the thing about the blues, there's no more feel in the music.
You know,
taking that out, it's just, you know, it's just notes.
That's
pretty much, just bring the feel back to music. You know, when you listen to a love song, you know, you feel like making love. Not just, you know, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo stuff. You can't make love to that stuff. I mean, what kind of love you making? You know, bouncing on the jungle gym and shit. I don't know. We got to bring back some of that good old music, right?
Because, you know, when you go and see a live band play, they sound exactly how they sound from the recording. You know, you hear the real guitar bass, the real drums, the real the voice, you know, the real guitar. You know, you really hear it, you know. There's a difference in sound making when it's computerized, you know. That computerized bass, you get tired of that computerized bass you know, it gets dull after a while. But when you actually hear a real guitar bass, drum bass, tuba bass, you can really hear it.
You know, that Westchester lady that you just got done playing, that was actually live. So that wasn't like any mixing or nothing on it.
I know, that's live, and you can tell. And I know if I came to see you and your band play, I know I will enjoy myself. I have did my research and heard a lot of good comments in the forum about you, Little Moses Jones. So why don't you go ahead and give your website information, just your website information right now again. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want you guys to check me out, littlemosesjones.com. That's actually LITTLE. So littlemosesjones.com. Check me out, and you can get everything that you need on that website.
All right. So I would like to ask you, who are your favorite artists that inspire you to keep going? Do you have your favorite celebrity artists that you look into that keeps you going?
Well, I have three. I have three artists. I mean, two of them's dead.
That's okay. Like, that's all right. But, they still alive with their music playing.
Oh, yeah. So,
Bobby Blue Band. Yeah, I do like him.
Bobby Blue Bland, gotta love him. He's one of my idols. I appreciate the music that he's brought, the way that he's done things. And as you know, even though he, as old as he got, he still stayed humble in his music career. He didn't hear all these different stories going crazy. Just a great all around artist. And after that, we're gonna go ahead and go with Tyrone Davis.
Yeah.
I know you know some Tyrone Davis.
Yes.
You know. I came from the old school, even though I'm young, but yeah, so I Tyrone Davis, a lot, he has great love making music. He has great music where people just felt it, women gravitated toward him, and it was always good music. And then the other artist you guys are not going to know, because she's from Italy, and her name is Laura Pausini. And the reason why I like her, though, she, not only is she awesome, but she has CDs out in English, Spanish, French, Italian, and all these different artists. She's performed, she has a song with Ray Charles, Michael Bublé, all those guys. She's done music with them. But the thing is, even like before I started understanding Spanish and some of these different languages, when you listen to her music, you can actually feel what she's talking about. I didn't have to know anything that she said on the whole CD, but I listened to the whole CD and I knew exactly what she was saying and everything.
Oh, well,
so
I'm going to have to do some research on her. All right. Okay. So now if you were able to, if you were asked to perform with an artist on stage at a big event, who would that be? Okay, sure, of course.
Out of everybody in the world, I love a lot of artists out there, but if I could perform with anybody in the world, it would be her.
Well, I hope she hears the show tonight. Oh, well.
I'll be at her show. I got front row seats in July in California, so I'll be in the first row.
Okay. We're going to spin another song here, and this one is called Walk the Road. But before I play Walk the Road, this is for you, Little Moses.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Giving up is not an option. Happy birthday. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. That sounded great.
Here is Walk the Road. You stay in your seat. I ain't done with you yet, little Moses.
Okay, I ain't going nowhere. Walk this road alone. You'll learn that in life. You walk this road all alone.
So what made you come up with the title of that song? How did you come up with that?
Well, actually, my dad wrote this song right before
right.
he died. My dad was a musician. And so
right.
when they found him, actually, the paper and stuff was right by his legs and stuff. And so, I got the song and I actually put it together. And arranged
right.
it. I had Mr. Lionel Young, international blues champion, all these guys on this album, and they sung that, and the Lionel Young sung that song.
Right.
So
right.
it's been one of my biggest hits, just a great song. You know, it's truth. It's a simple song, but it's the truth.
All right. I'm sorry to hear about your dad, but hey, he's probably listening to you right now. And blessing you. Now, can you go ahead and mention any upcoming performances you have that's coming up, please, again?
Yeah, I actually got the this Saturday. We have the Baker Street Pub, DTC. We're going to be there from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. This is going to be Little Moses Jones Band right there, and it's going to be in the Denver Tech Center in Denver, Colorado. Now, we also got June 1st coming up here. We have the View House. It's outside concert series, 6-9. View House Centennial right there in Centennial, Colorado. The next day, we have all kinds of shows, but I'm not going to go too far. Go to littlemosesjones.com and find out the whole list of events that we got going on.
Oh, okay. All right. Now,
I'll be here all day about, okay, we know the next one we got is a wedding.
All right. So, today's your birthday, so what you got planned doing today besides working? Really?
There's not much to do. So, I'm actually in a lot of pain right now. My back is messed up. It's been locked up for about a week. And so now I really look like I'm 80 years old now. That's what you get. So I got that on my birthday. So, just like I said, hanging out, just working. And talking and being on this lovely show.
All right. So, why don't you? What are some of your accomplishments that you have in your music?
Well, this first CD. Normally, in your first CD, you don't get a whole lot, but this first CD actually was nominated for 5 Hollywood Music and Media Awards. As well as 4 Josie Music Awards from Nashville, IMEA Award, topped a lot of charts as well. So I've had the Walk the Short Alone hit number 1 on a couple of different blues charts, and a lot of the other songs on the CD has as well. So a lot of great success with this CD, and it just broke me out to be able to record my own music instead of just always doing covers. So now, coming up, this is something exciting. We're finalizing it, but next year I'm going to have the Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra back band up for my original show. And that's a 100-piece orchestra.
Wow.
So, okay. Everybody knows me as a big band guy. I'm normally, 8, my small piece, my 18-piece band is my normal, size. But I was like, man, if I ever get a bigger show, I want to do 56. Well, I guess I decided to double that and just go with 112 altogether.
Okay. We have a caller, area code 904. Go ahead and state your name, please.
Yes, my name is Greg.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
All right, I'm hanging in there. I wanted to ask my brother, from your last album, did you have any dance cuts on that and the one that you got coming up?
Dance cuts, yeah. Shake It's pretty much the biggest dance one, 70s funk that we played earlier, as well as It's Over. So those would probably be my 2 dance tracks on the CD. This new CD we're working on doing a lot more party music, which is more dance music, but also keeping it authentic and keeping some soul in there, some R&B. So it's got a lot of major people that's really making this happen with me. So it's going to be nice.
Okay. Well, I think
what was that?
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Thank
have a good night.
You too, man.
Thank
I appreciate
you. Calling,
you.
Thank you for calling, Greg. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good
you're
night.
You're welcome. All right. Y'all too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. I would like to ask you, you do weddings and events like that. So can you go ahead and give information about that, that you do weddings?
Yeah, so we perform everywhere. And that wherever you are, we can come to you. We perform weddings. We've done over 500 different weddings. So we provide lots of major services, full production, and just a great live music band. So if you guys are interested, please check out MosesJonesBand.net. Go to MosesJones.com. I can get you more details on whatever you might need to book your next wedding and event.
Okay. All right, all right. You hear that, guys? All right. Now, also, would you go ahead and give your social site information, the social sites that you're on, again?
Of course. We got check me out, Little Moses Jones on Facebook, and also Moses Jones Band. Check me out Twitter, Moses Jones Album, and everything else. Type in Little Moses Jones, and you're going to find me in every social media site that you got. Instagram, we got Moses Jones Official. SoundCloud, Moses Jones Official. So I'll post up some links on the Facebook as well, with the links so that you guys, so we can share them. And if anybody feels free and wants to click on them, they can come check me out.
All right. You hear that, everyone? I'm going to go ahead and spin Legendary. Well, I already played Legendary, right? Okay. I'm getting ready to spin Meringue Funk. Now, is there a story behind this song here?
So Meringue Funk is one that came out where, I wanted to do something where it didn't have no vocals on it. So we created this really nice funky groove, but we wanted to add some taste of Latin. So we added a lot of percussion into it. And then added in world-class saxophonist Laura Newman from Denver, Colorado. So she came in there and tore it up, and it just became that really nice, cool Latin dance groove. But it's jazzy, too. So enjoy.
All right. This is Meringue Funk. Everyone, stay tuned. one by Little Moses Jones. All right. You still with me, Little Moses?
Of course I am.
All right. All right. So if there's anything else you want to bring out, you want to bring out on the show, go ahead and speak right now.
Well, just so we know, you know, that whole Legendary CD was recorded with the 18-piece band. So there was 26 musicians on that CD. And so
all
I thought it was pretty interesting and stuff, you know, full horn section and, you know, all real music. There was no samples or any covers from other people's music.
Right. So,
what do you like? What do you think about the music? I mean, I'm just curious, you know, since being on the radio, well, what's your favorite song and why?
Now, Walk the Road, Shake It, Meringue Point, and Legendary. I like those. And also the other cut is called It's Over. I like it because it's creative, original. Music is live. It's real. It's creative. It's different. You know, I'm the kind of person that likes different things where everybody will bypass it. I have a clear-cut interest in it because it's original. It's created by someone with their own talent and abilities. And there's no digital sounds, you know, that type of thing.
And it's
old school. And it's old school, you know. It's catchy. And it's, you know, it's that sound that we miss, that sound that we've been looking for, a lot of folks are looking into. It doesn't seem, to me, it would never get old. Seem like it will go on and on for years. You know, that type of music will go on and on for years. Like digital music, you'll get tired of it so quick, you're ready to go on to the next one. Not with your music. That's my opinion.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, and this is one last question real quick. I know you're interviewing, but if you had to say, do I sound like anybody or do I have my own sound? I always ask everybody that.
You have your own sound because I can't think of anyone else that you favor or that you sound like. I almost thought that you was like Jimi Hendrix or some old school R&B, but I couldn't think of anyone. I'm sorry, you know. If anybody has their opinion, they're welcome to call the hotline, 657-383-0771, and you can state your opinion about Little Moses music. But I gave you my opinion, and you don't sound like anyone that I know of. You have your own original cut. That's my opinion.
Well, that's, yeah. I've been told that I'm still yet to hear that I sound like somebody. I've been asking for 4 years, and it's funny that I have not had one person that even says similar. I'm like, dang. Really?
No. And that's good. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That is good. It will kind of be boring if you sounded like someone, you know? It would be really boring because it's like sitting there watching a movie and you're expecting to know what's going to happen next. It gets really dull.
I was about to come out with Madonna.
I was about to come out with Madonna.
What do you think, Mo?
No, don't do that. Please.
I'm telling you, I can pull it off. I'm telling you.
No, don't do that. A lot of musicians that I'm hearing now are not into doing covers. They rather do their own music. They rather create their own, do their own originality. A lot of the audience, they want to hear covers, but that a lot of people that is going to a performance and they want to hear you play, a lot of folks want to hear covers. But see, it's not a good idea to hear covers from other artists because you're not going to play just like the other artists. You're not just going to play just like them, you know? But
Here's the reason about that. I mean, I know some people only want to do originals. Well, if you're a musician, like, I mean, where that's all you do, and that's pretty much what I do. If you go out there and you just do your own original music, you gonna be broke, ain't gonna have shit, ain't gonna be like, I don't know what I'm gonna be able to do, and hopefully someone's gonna like it. Now, I'm not saying everybody should go out there and put out their own music and put out their. But if you start off with covers, here's what covers do for people, and a lot of people forget this. Since people know the music, when you play it, they're going to remember you. They're going to want to come out and see you again and again and again. And you build up this big old fan base. But not only that, you get guaranteed paid. And so, like, here, go sell some tickets, and then we'll give you some money. No, here's a guarantee, and we're playing for lots of people. Now you start slipping in some of your originals in there. Now you're playing your originals in front of all these people instead of, like, well, I know there's two people in the club, but I'm playing my original stuff. You have to be able to get it out there. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. Covers are very good. You know, if you go out, you don't want to become a cover artist, but you can go out there, hey, weddings, then, you know, you do well, you know, corporate parties, clubs, festivals, whatever it may be, you're getting something out of it. So I feel like some musicians only want to do originals. And now if you got where it's hitting and you're making all kinds of money and you don't need it, or you got money and you don't need to worry about it, do your thing.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to be a musician and you don't got all that money, you won't learn how to do the covers, I'm telling you.
That's
the difference. That's why I try to tell everybody. I tell every musician I reach with, and even you got people who's playing with major people, celebrities, and they still come down and play covers.
Yeah.
Now, why is that?
That's why.
It helps. It really does.
Well, there you go. So, I have no comment, you know. Everybody has their own thing they do, you know. So, I have no comment.
Now, I do believe that you should not just be a cover artist. I believe you should have your own stuff out there, you know, put out your CDs, but you have a household name. If you look at any of the celebrity out there, right, they have a household name.
Yeah.
You go and so. But anyways, that's a whole conversation.
Yeah. Right. Well, if you want to give a shout out to any supporters, you're welcome to do that. If you have a list of names you want to give a shout out to help support you through your journey, go ahead, Will Moses.
I'm actually give a couple of shout outs for the people that's coming up on this new CD. We'll talk about that in just a second. But pretty much give a shout out to Tony Black on drums on the first CD, Larry Henley, James Torres, Kurt Alexander, Gary Moore, Carlson Tam, Joy Jager, and a lot of all the other great musicians that's on that CD, Laura Newman. But this new CD, I want to give a big shout out to Daryl Woolfolk, Brian Gordon, for really stepping in and really wanting to be a part of this project as well for the recording session. So big shout out to these guys. Big shout out to my band right now, Little Moses Jones Band. These guys are all amazing and work hard. So, you know, they keep up the good work. You're gonna be seeing us all over.
All right. So, will you give information right now where to purchase your CD, your new album?
Of course. So you can go to cdbaby.com/legendary4 and also /Moses Jones 2. And that's going to be for the single Funky Cruise Club Mix. But we'll be releasing this new singles here in by the beginning of July. And if you keep tuning with littlemosesjones.com, you'll be able to see and purchase that music ahead of time as a pre-sale as well. I want to give everybody just, since I'll make my national TV appearance tomorrow. So if you guys like Judge Mathis.
tell us about that.
I'm going to be on Judge Mathis tomorrow. So check your listings and stuff. It'll be the afternoon will be the last case. But I'm telling you, you're going to get a crack out of it. It's funny. It was a good time doing it. But you'll have to watch to see the case. I'm not going to give out any juicy details.
Oh,
Just know we had the audience, Judge Mathis, and his deputy rolling.
What is the time zone the show is airing?
So if you go to judgemathis.com and you go to the schedule, click on schedule on the website, it'll actually have the whole picture of the U.S. and you just click in your place and it'll actually tell you exactly what time zone and what time it'll be on and what station. It is the Stillwell versus Jones case.
Stillwell versus Jones. Okay.
I'm telling you guys, tomorrow.
Crack
out of it.
Okay.
Yes.
All
tomorrow.
Right.
My time it comes on. If you guys listen at 1 p.m. on my 20. Look at the website and you guys can find out where you can listen to it. And like I said, you'll see me. I was wearing my clean purple suit.
We won't get into a lot of details,
but let's just say it was it's pretty funny.
All right, then. Y'all hear that, fans out there? All right. So why don't you give us some words of wisdom that you may have, any advice, any persons that wants to get involved in the music industry, or any words of phrase, message you want to pass along?
Just people in the music business, just know if you get into the music business, it's hard work, it's not easy, and it takes years and years of dedication and hard work for you to succeed in it. And also, just remember, make it happen. You know, no matter what gets in your way, I mean, it doesn't matter. If you want to do this and this is your career, you got to make it happen. And that's always my slogan right there. I don't care if you're homeless, I don't care if you're broken down, you know, whatever. You better make that show, and you better put on the best show you possibly can. There's no excuses. There's none of this stuff. We got to make it happen.
All right, make it happen, Little Moses says, everyone. And Little Moses, I want to thank you for your participation on the show this evening. I hope everyone got all the information they need for this evening. And bless you, Mr. Jones, your music. I love it. You keep doing what you're doing. More blessings to you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on your station, and look forward to sharing it with the rest of the world so you can hear the interview as well.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and spin Legendary again, and you have a good night and a happy birthday, Little Moses Jones.
All right. Thank you so much, Brenda. You have a good night, too.
All right. Everyone, all right. Thank you for tuning in this evening, and stay tuned for all my other shows. I have with me Cliff Payne that's coming on tomorrow night. He has new music. Thank you for your support and tuning in to all my shows. Everyone have a good night. This is Legendary by Little Moses Jones.
Everybody wants to be great someday.